Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 54th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Genesis chapter number 38, Bible scholars call it kind of a parenthetical passage between chapter 37 and 39. It's interesting. We leave chapter 37 and it talks about Joseph going down into Egypt, and now he's with Potiphar. And it's interesting that chapter 38 let me just put it this way, 20 years will transpire between chapter 37 and chapter 47. 20 years from chapter 37, chapter 47, when Joseph's brothers go up into Egypt, okay, and all this takes place of the famine, just so you get a time reference, 20 years has taken place. And during that time, very little is mentioned about Jacob, the boys and all. The reason I say that, from chapter 39 on, it's about Joseph up in Egypt and all what's going on up in there and all. Very little is spoke for 20 years about Jacob and them back in his home, all the boys and all. But it's interesting to see that about the only thing that's spoken of in those 20 years is this, what we got right here. This thing about Judah and Tamar. And I'll get into why I believe that is in just a minute. I just want you to understand that it's interesting to note that 20 years, that's all you get, is this, and it's not a good thing, obviously, when we get into it. It speaks, that chapter number 38 speaks of Judah's shameful experience with Tamar, however you pronounce it, his daughter-in-law. And I wrote these words: as marvelous as Joseph was, he was not to have the blessing of the Messiah. That's why the attention was focused on Judah. We know about Joseph and the great things he had accomplished and all. But God in his sovereignty and in his election chose not Joseph as being the heir of, so to speak, of Jesus, of the Messiah. But Jesus would come through the loins of Judah. Interesting. God put this chapter for us in order that we may know God is sovereign and can use imperfect people for his perfect purpose. Judah's not perfect. Obviously, we won't see this in this chapter. He did some bad things, but God put chapter 38 in here just for us to understand, again, I believe, that God can use imperfect people. Amen. None of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. But we serve a loving God, a forgiving God. And so let's begin chapter 38 with that thought in mind. Verse number 1. And it came to pass at that time. Now, before we go any farther, it's interesting. I never forget, of course, I mention it often. Dad used to say every word of God is pregnant with information. The problem is we just move on. We read that. But why is that so important? And when it says, and it came to pass at that time, at what time? Well, Joseph was taken out of the pit, and he was taken to Egypt at that time. Judah was one of the ones who, of course, it was Reuben who said, don't kill him. And it was Judah who said, well, I tell you what, fellas, let's just sell him. You know, again, let's not kill him. Let's sell him to these guys or these, you know, these Midianites and these Ishmaelites. At least we'll get some money off of him. It was at that time they went back home, told Jacob, well, is this Joseph? We found this. Does this coat of many colors, this coat belong to Joseph? And, of course, Jacob is weeping, and we looked at that last week and in chapter number 37. It was at that time that Judah went down from his brethren. I believe that Judah was just beside it. At that time, he came back, and he couldn't get over the fact what they did. So he left from his brethren at that time and turned to a certain Adullamite whose name was Hira. I believe Judah just wanted to get away for a while. And it's interesting that he went to Adullam, which was only about 8 miles northwest of the family home. Wasn't that far, about 8 miles northwest. And he went there to just kind of get away, probably to meet new friends, get a new environment to meet, you know, just to settle in a new place for a while. And then look at verse number 2. This is very interesting. And Judah saw. Now, before you go any farther, I looked up again that word saw. S-A-W. The word saw, it literally means he looked upon. Remember Shechem in Genesis 34:2. He used the same word. And Shechem saw Dinah. And when Shechem saw Dinah, what did he have in mind? Hey, I like that. Okay. When Judah saw, what was her name? We're going to say Shua. When he saw her, he said, man, I like that. That's what the connotation was. By the way, looking would get you into trouble. It ain't good English, but sawing would get you into trouble. These men who saw, they looked, and it got them into big trouble. Shechem saw Dinah. Well, Judah saw Shua. He liked what he saw, and the rest of the verse says, he took her and he went in unto her. Literally, the phrase he went into her is that he laid with her. Verse number 3. And she, Shua, conceived and bare a son and called his name Verse number 4. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she called his name Onan. And she conceived yet again and bare a son and called his name Shelah. And he was at Kesib, which she bare him. And it's interesting, as we look at this, in verses 3, 4, and 5, notice that Jacob named the first child The word the name is a Hebrew name. It's a Hebrew name. It means watcher, which don't really mean nothing to us, but you get a pattern here. He named the first child. She named the next two children, and they were Canaanite names. He named the first boy a Hebrew name, but she gave the other boys, a Canaanite name. It's interesting to note that probably apparently, and again, the Bible does not say, but apparently, Shua made Judah, kind of made him henpecked. She would put she started wearing the pants in the family, so to speak. She started naming the kids, and we could see as it goes on, the thought, the personalities that's brought out here. Judah kind of backed off of it. He married a Canaanite woman who was an unbeliever. It's a problem, a real problem. And we see in verse number 6 and 7. And Judah took a wife for his firstborn, whose name was Tamar. And Judah's firstborn, was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord slew him. Now Judah found a wife, Tamar, and God slew because he was wicked. And the Bible does not say what had done, but obviously, he was a wicked boy, which is not surprising. The other boys probably were problem kids too, because growing up in a dysfunctional family and having an ungodly mother did not help.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear the Perrys live in concert. That's at 6 p.m. Saturday, April 24th at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope that you'll attend and enjoy the wonderful music. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.